Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, folks. There's a lot of talk about the French Quarter, what's happening there. We thought it was a good idea to have Michel Corso, Executive Director of the French Quarter Management District, join us to talk about the patrols that are going on and the state of the state in the French Quarter. Michel, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you very much.
So if you would, for the benefit of the listening audience, let's start off by just first describing what is the French Quarter Management District.
Of course. We are a state political subdivision that was created in 2007 by the legislature. And our task is really to balance the interests of the businesses and the residents. And, of course, the tourists benefit by all of those. We do that every day to make sure that the French Quarter is a better place to live, work, and visit. So we love it.
Absolutely. And at some point in time, don't remember when that happened, but I thought it was really important. You guys decided on an initiative to tax yourselves, the businesses and folks in, within the French Quarter, right, to help finance what it is that y'all were trying to accomplish.
Indeed, indeed. That was 2015, I believe, was the first time that that tax went through. And that's up again this year for renewal. This will be the second renewal. So we certainly encourage voters to pay attention to the information that we're sharing about this specific tax, what we've done with those funds, and go out and vote. Make their voices heard as to whether they want to renew it or not.
Well, what I liked about it is you guys decided we're going to invest in ourselves. We're going to put the money where our mouth is. We talk about these issues. We're going to invest in ourselves. And y'all have done a great job of being accountable and funding and financing, I think, critical programs and resources necessary in the French Quarter.
Thank you. Thank you for that. Yes, indeed. We do pride ourselves in that work. We pride ourselves in communicating that information very clearly. We've got we're launching our website, fqmd.org/vote, so that voters can really understand what this is for. So it's 0.245 cents on every dollar. That's spending on food, that's spending on drinks, that's spending on shopping in the quarter. So it generates a good chunk of change every year, and we have been good stewards with those funds. We've put it into security. We've put it into public safety. We've put it into quality of life, truly to better everything for the residents, visitors, and our businesses.
And education, because I think you guys have done a good job of educating folks. You know, there's a lot of chatter about the French Quarter, right? And what I love about what y'all do, y'all are living it, and you talk about it, and you point out, not only the successes, but the failures.
Indeed, it's an open and honest conversation. So the beauty of our Board of Commissioners is that it is representatives balanced between French Quarter businesses and French Quarter resident organizations. Now, those two groups have a variety of different experiences, but they come together to truly call to the carpet what's going on, what's working, what's not working, and really needs improvement. I think FQMD's superpower is that we can bring all of those varying audiences to the table to facilitate those good discussions and identify where the gaps are. When those gaps exist, we're able to communicate, whether it's to the city or to the state, hey, this is an issue that's being brought up and being agreed upon by our businesses and residents. This is something we need to tackle and figure out a solution for. I think that's really one of the things that we do best.
Yeah, you know, and the beauty of that is accountability, right? I mean, it doesn't always have to be a contentious type of situation, but it really fosters open and hard discussions about challenges within the French Quarter with the elected leadership of the of government.
It's true. You mentioned it earlier. There's a lot of opinions about the French Quarter, and we certainly hear that. Sometimes decisions are made for us without us being part of the table, and that's something that we're certainly working on. But we really do appreciate the variety of opinions that are there. Everybody wants the same thing to happen, the French Quarter to be a safe place, the French Quarter to be a place where people love to come and bring their families. And all of that having the same goal from all parties really does make a difference in terms of the accountability. When we hear those external voices have complaints or have insight of, well, that's not the perception in different places, we have to address for some of those things. So that accountability piece is truly vital and is inherently built into the structure of our organization.
Now, I did want my listening audience to know that you will be on the November ballot, which is November 15th of this fall, not the October 11th ballot, which would be the first primary. You'll be in the general election ballot, right?
Yes, that is correct. November 15th. So once all of the fanfare of the mayoral election calms a little bit, we'll be able to kind of speak up a little louder, or at least be heard a little bit more, perhaps, so we can truly educate our voters to say, this is where we've spent the funds. This is where we want you to understand all of the ins and outs of this tax. And then on that November 15th election, we hope we have a great turnout for people's voices.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To be heard.
Well, let's talk about one of the important things that y'all do, Fawn, and that's been safety patrols within the French Quarter. What is the state of that program?
It's fantastic. We really pride ourselves in safety. This is one of those collaborative programs. We have our supplemental patrols, which are comprised of both NOPD off-duty and our sheriff's officers. And so those little, you know, sneaker-sized cars that we see with the blue lights all through the French Quarter, those are all paid for from multiple sources, but primarily through this quarter for the quarter tax, the sales tax. And so we use that alongside our French Quarter Task Force app, which is specifically on all Android and iPhones. You download it. You're able to report an issue right where you are. It captures the location of where you are, and one of those patrol officers will come out. We've got that timing down to under 2 minutes, and that is an incredible response time, but it is the result of that collaborative group of people working together to keep the quarter safe.
And I think that probably equates to like 5 or 6 full-time officers that y'all are funding with this additional safety patrol, because I think your material says 10,500 extra patrol hours. There's 2,080 full-time for an employee. That's about 5 to 6 additional employees.
I'm going to have to look up that number because I don't know it off the top of my head. I know it is certainly more than enough than we need. We've got a lot of people out there. That certainly increases during special events. On any time that we've got an influx of activity or tourism coming into the quarter for different occasions, we do increase those patrols. So we make sure and we rely on the expertise of our law enforcement agencies to tell us, is this enough? We have expanded the program over the years based on their recommendations and their expertise.
But, you know, there's a lot of intangibles, too, because I think y'all have fostered the landscape to improve communication between the residents, the business owners, and law enforcement.
Yes. One of the things that we actually have in terms of accountability, every single month we look at how many business checks are done, how many individuals are kind of checked on, what are those conversations? And what we've created is we've created an environment where those officers are regular faces that you see in the community. You start to build relationships and also start to build in trust. So communications are really opened up between those residents, between the business owners, and the officers that they're seeing on duty consistently. That creates a very strong network for that open communication, as you mentioned, but really it allows them to talk to one another in a way that says, hey, you know, I'm not really sure how to communicate this, but this is what I'm seeing. This is the problem that I'm having. What do I do about it? And that comes back through our committees. We've got a security and enforcement committee that's open to the public. When those issues arise, those are discussed in that public setting so that people really can be heard.
I've talked to officers that work in the French Quarter, and they actually appreciate you know, the fact that the landscape is open, it's receptive, it's cooperative. And they love, you know, if you believe in the maxim that information is power, the more that they hear from residents and businesses as to what's happening and what to look for, the easier their job is and the easier it is to execute on whatever strategy they're going to put forward.
You're absolutely right. And that's really what we pride ourselves on, is that open communication, whether it's good, it's bad, or ugly, we need to know about it. You know, if we're not being able to communicate that clearly and say exactly what it is that we're concerned about, how could we possibly work together to come towards a solution? And even when we do implement a solution, we need that consistent feedback loop that says, yes, this is working, or no, it's not quite hitting the mark. And so that is really something that we strive and we work very hard to make sure that people are comfortable to be able to say exactly what it is that they're experiencing.
So you mentioned hitting the mark, so let's talk about the outcome, the what. So where are we stat-wise?
Which stats? I've got so many stats.
This crime is the stats. Safest. Crime stats.
This is the safest. The one thing that I think I really appreciate is in the last, I want to say, couple months, we really have had a, I hope it's a national story, but it might just be local. But I've heard consistently on a number of sources that this is the safest the city's ever been. And we need to keep repeating that to help tackle mm-hmm. that misperception. This truly is a great time in the quarter. And so violent crimes are down 63%. We had a program that addressed auto break-ins. Auto break-ins are down 70% since 2003. That remove, lock, take program that we put posters basically in every parking lot, not only help our employees as they're parking in the quarter, residents, but also our businesses. It really is making a difference, and these stats are incredible. Shootings are down 41%. The tricky part of sharing this information is one incident is a really, really vital component of that story. So we can report these stats all day long, but if something happens to someone today, that turns their world up, and that news travels faster than any of the good reporting that we can do. So we do want to be consistent. The quarter is the safest that it's been. The city is the safest that it's been. But we still have work to do, and we continue these patrols and these collaborative efforts to continue to bring these numbers down and make sure that people feel safe to bring their families.
Yeah, you know, when you talk about remove, lock, and take, it's just a simple reminder of something, right? And it helps.
Yes.
But you guys are involved in so many other things. Crime cameras, I know, has been a big issue there, being able to move those images across a backbone and in real time. Streetlight repair, one of my pet peeves. Sidewalk repair, you know, I mean, a lot of those different things that we ought to be able to handle that. You know, and it obviously has improved. And then, you know, the Rampart Street corridor, too, of all the work that y'all have done there as well. And now we understand that they're going to start making some improvements of the municipal auditorium, some other, you know, challenges there. And these are the perfect opportunities for FQMD to weigh in and figure out best path forward.
You're right. So public safety is such a broad, broad category that it really does entail all of the things that you just described. The streetlight repair program is an ongoing project. We encourage residents, we encourage businesses to report through 311. We are actually tackling and responding to those reports that are coming in for those repair requests. I just looked at a bunch of numbers this morning specifically on that project. There's over 945 streetlights in the quarter. For such a small geographic area, that's a lot of lights. And so every time we fix one, another one a couple blocks away may go out for a different reason. But it does impact security. It does impact public safety. So we will continue to work on that project in collaboration with DPW, the Department of Public Works. The continued work on Rampart Street is ever present. We're really excited. We call them magic signs, but they are the small signs that say, state law says you have to stop here for pedestrians. We put those signs up along eight different crosswalks along Rampart Street and also North Peters. And it truly has emboldened pedestrians to feel safe to walk across because cars are slowing down. These are small gestures. They are big in terms of their impact. We want everyone to feel safe as they're coming into the quarter and going out of the quarter. So this is an ongoing list that it does feel like it never ends, but that's okay. This is an old city that is going to consistently require this maintenance, these tweakings of these efforts, and all of these safety initiatives we hope are greatly appreciated by the residents and businesses.
But they're all difference makers, right? Because if we want to grow the area, especially if as you move across Rampart Street and there's more restaurants developed there, there's more entertainment opportunities there. You want to be able to travel back and forth safely. I mean, look, we recognize
Absolutely.
And realize that sometimes we might be a little impaired. Not that that's ever
that's
happened
it.
To me. Wink, wink. But,
yeah.
You know, so, you know, when you have it lit up and there's lights and there's a reminder, hey, not only for the driver, but for the pedestrian as well.
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, my favorite thing is on my wish list is to put on some of those flashing beacons. We have some of them. We don't have enough, but we really do want, we have people coming in from all over the world. And so the rules that apply to them in their hometowns or home states or home countries may be very different. We have a very small space. We have a lot of people and we love that. And we need to find a happy medium where everybody understands the rules simultaneously. Everybody really can prioritize this public safety piece and everybody can have an exceptional experience when they leave.
Got a couple of texts asking where can they find a French Quarter Task Force app?
They can go to their Apple Store or anywhere on their phone where they're actually, I think it's Google Play or the Apple Store on their phone. That's a great question. Thank you.
And also your website is www.fqmd.org, right?
That is correct. Thank you very much.
Well, keep up the great work. November 15th, ballot measure to continue the quarter cent for the quarter program. So, folks, do not forget that. Michelle Carceau, thank you so much. Executive Director of the French Quarter Management District, thank you for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. When we return, we'll visit with Jeff Nowak, WWL Saints sideline reporter and digital content producer, Saints 0-3. Next up, they travel to Seattle. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by StreetEasy.
What I miss most about New York City, I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere. I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time.
Let me know you get this. Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.